Ethiopia. Ethiopia has confirmed 3 deaths from the Marburg virus in the country's south, prompting an urgent public health response and raising concern across East Africa. The announcement came from Health Minister Megdis Daba, 3 days after the government declared an outbreak in the Omo region near the South Sudan border. Laboratory tests verified the 3 fatalities, while 3 more deaths showing similar symptoms are being investigated, according to state broadcaster EBC. The virus, which causes severe hemorrhagic fever, has already triggered rapid containment efforts both within Ethiopia and in neighboring countries. Authorities have isolated 129 people who had contact with confirmed patients and are monitoring them closely. South Sudan has issued health alerts in border areas, urging residents to avoid contact with bodily fluids and to immediately report symptoms. Early Marburg symptoms include high fever, intense headache and muscle pain, followed by vomiting and diarrhea. Severe cases can lead to internal and external bleeding, making quick diagnosis and isolation critical. The outbreak was first detected last Wednesday in the Jinka area after alerts about a suspected hemorrhagic illness. Ethiopian officials tested 17 people and identified at least 9 infections, eventually confirming the initial deaths. Minister Daba said the government is working to contain the outbreak through a coordinated national response. Emergency operation centers have been activated at multiple levels, and rapid response teams have been deployed to affected communities. She added that there are currently no active symptomatic cases receiving treatment. Ethiopia has also expanded its diagnostic capacity. The National Public Health Institute is now able to conduct its own Marburg testing, reducing reliance on external labs. Health workers are urging anyone with symptoms to seek immediate medical care. Public awareness campaigns are underway, including infographics in Amharic and a dedicated hotline for suspected cases. International assistance has arrived as well. Teams from the World Health Organization and the Africa CDC are supporting contact tracing, surveillance, and community outreach. Marburg spreads through direct contact with infected bodily fluids or contaminated materials. The virus kills about half of those infected, though past outbreaks have seen mortality rates rise to nearly 90%. The Ethiopian outbreak adds to a worrying pattern of hemorrhagic fever emergencies across East Africa. Tanzania recorded 10 Marburg deaths earlier this year, while Rwanda ended its first outbreak in December after losing 15 people. Rwanda also tested an experimental vaccine during its response. Africa CDC Director General Jean Kaseya warned that any spillover into South Sudan would be especially dangerous due to its fragile health system.